Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Wild Magic School Bus, the most unprofessional D&D podcast you will ever hear. My name is Calvin, and before the episode starts and you hear me repeat all this again, a quick word of warning. This Dungeons & Dragons podcast may contain fantasy violence, language, mature themes, and other sensitive subject matters. So, listener discretion is always advised. Alright, well, with all of that said and done, let's go ahead and start the episode and listen to D&D the way it was meant to be endured. Eyes are up here and you have not earned that. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Wild Magic School Bus Christmas Edition, the most unprofessional D&D podcast you will ever hear. I, of course, your DM, Calvin Piper, and these elves. I couldn't think of anything else. Play the game of D&D with me. Tonight's prompt players, you go around and introduce yourselves. What is your favorite Christmas tradition?
Ooh, okay.
Hi, I'm Will. I'm going to play a level 10 ranger. One of my favorite Christmas traditions that has only grown since the advent of social media is seeing Christians get angry when anytime anyone or anything or any corporation or anything that exists ever or has ever could possibly come into existence gets upset when you don't explicitly say Merry Christmas.
Question about that, because I agree. Like, my first one of those was 2 weeks ago, and it was preemptive. The woman said to me, "You say Merry Christmas, right?" And I was just like, "What? We were talking about your latte order. I'm not." I was like, "I can. Do you want that?"
That's so funny.
Merry Christmas. But there's the other thing. Like, evangelicals are so in support of Israel right now. And their Jewish brethren, lots of them like to become...
More political.
Am I not allowed? Hold on.
You're fine. I was like, Christmas, and now we're here. Hold on. You're fine. Go ahead.
Like, you know, and like I know lots who like to go to Messianic temples, right?
Yeah.
And, but where's Hanukkah in this? Because it's right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like, what's wrong with happy holidays? Doesn't that cover everything? But they will get so
there are so many holidays, too. And you can be happy on all of them, even if you're only...
I'm only happy on Honda days.
So angry with that's it. If someone says Merry Christmas to me, I will absolutely respond with Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Thank you. You've just told me your holiday pronouns.
Yeah, someone says...
You've just told... Yeah.
Yeah. There it is.
I'm good.
Yeah. And thank
what
you
are your
for
holiday pronouns.
Beat that, Will.
Thank you for opening that can of worms.
Hi, I'm Will. I am playing a level 10 fighter, and my favorite holiday tradition is watching Hercules in the morning.
Ooh, I like that.
That's
good
nice.
One. That's a good one.
But that they didn't celebrate Christmas, so like, what's up with that?
Yeah.
just keep that's... stirring it while you're there, Zach.
The what?
Drinking what?
Shitter's
full. I know that,
like
but
drinking eggnog.
Oh,
watching Christmas Vacation.
Oh my god. Okay.
You said the shitter's full, and I like drinking. I was like, what?
These can both be true.
Well, we were all
done. It worked. It worked.
Ding ding ding.
What's up? I'm Zach, I'm also playing a ranger. And my favorite Christmas tradition is my family goes all out for Christmas breakfast.
Yay!
Extended family Christmas breakfast. Nice. It is the meal I look forward to.
Nice.
My name's Michelle. I'm not playing anybody. I just came and sat down for the open because I like you guys. But Christmas breakfast is also mine. My dad would make biscuits and gravy very specifically. So biscuits and gravy on Christmas feels right to me. Yep.
Hey, everybody. This is Drew. I'm playing a barbarian, level 10. I got nothing. Things have been all over the place for like the past decade, so I don't really have any. I mean, being with family, is that?
And cuddling up.
Yeah,
with
absolutely.
Jana.
Yeah.
Hanging out with Hugh and Jana. Yeah.
Hanging with the Hugh.
Mm-hmm. Christmas canoe.
Yep.
Happy
Janica.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's...
You can pronounce it J.
Yeah, happy John.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just get in there back here.
Mm-hmm.
I made some the other day, but instead of the biscuits and stuff,
mm-hmm.
I actually used the lobster cheddar baby.
Was that fire?
Oh, no.
Holy smokes.
I feel like that would give me an instant heart attack, yeah, I want it. Okay. And you could just buy like the box mix too. That's like a dollar or something.
Mm. You know what? Really?
Go ahead.
No, get us back on track. No.
Okay. Nerd. Christmas is alive and well. Yes, for those who didn't catch on, we are doing a Christmas one-shot for the holidays for your viewing pleasures. So please enjoy this crazy one-shot that I am not even 100% sure how it's going to go. But that's
are
how
you
one.
Ever?
I've never truly am. So, but we're here. The fire is burning and Christmas is in the air. So without further ado, let's jump into our holiday one-shot. Here comes Santa Claus. Twas the night before Christmas in the whole Santaverse. The Santas were preparing, unaware of the curse.
Of Strahd.
Curse of Strahd, yes. I didn't get farther in this poem because I didn't know what rhymed with other things in D&D. But here we are. So, in the world of Santa, we all know of Santa Claus, the man dressed in red who goes from house to house and delivers presents in weird, convoluted ways and only shows up once a year, and there may be some child labor laws and weird capitalistic ideals, but overall, we know who Santa Claus is. But what we don't know is that in every multiverse, in the multiverse theory, there is a version of Santa Claus out there somewhere. What they are and what they represent, we don't know. But tonight, we are going to discover those Santa Clauses in some capacity. So, each of you clauses find yourself doing what you do in your worlds when all of a sudden, one by one, you will find yourself either in a tavern, out in the tundra, riding your sleigh, doing whatever weird stuff you Santas do, when all of a sudden there will be the sound of jingle bells going through the night. And in an instant, you're... eyes will fade from the vision of the world that you see to snap into a home. A home with a fireplace and a plate with cookies and a large leather-backed chair. But the most surprising thing about this place is that it is massive. It is taller than any of you. And some of you are probably pretty tall. You can see... setting in this large leather chair, slowly stirring a cup of tea, is this massive holiday-looking individual. His long, flowing robes of red and brown, his beard, this grayish silver that kind of like falls into the folds of his hands as he's holding his cup of tea, and he looks at all of you as you stand there in front of his roaring fireplace, the heat kind of intensely, like, blaring on one side of your faces, and he goes,
"Well, well, well. It seems the magic has worked. Welcome, Santas, to my home. I am Father Christmas. May I..."
As he sets his little cup down and slowly gets out of his chair and kind of walks towards you guys, looming over all of you, but looking down with a kind smile.
"May I inquire as to which Santas you are?"
As he turns and looks at the first Santa. Go ahead and tell everybody what they see.
All right, as everyone turns and looks in the direction that Father Christmas has just looked, you see, kind of in the dark, in a shadow, just this massive, looming figure. It's chaos, absolute chaos. You can't tell features. It's just huge. So, reaching all the way to the ceiling, and its form is just heaving. It's red and slick and just covered in gore. And as it lifts its hand, holding a Santa hat, to its face and wipes the red liquid off of its face, you notice that its nose is still red. And before you, you start to realize what you're seeing, and it's a giant humanoid reindeer warrior the size of a Goliath. Just staring at all of you with almost a frenzy in his eyes, shaking, trying. You can tell he's just trying to hold it together.
"Oh my! Welcome, fellow Santa."
"What fresh hell is this?"
"Anyway, very well, there is some explaining to do. Understand, you are all the Santa of your world, and there are Santas from many worlds, a multiverse of Santas, if you will. And I am Father Christmas. I am what you would consider the prime Santa. There are prime versions of all Santa Clauses, but we'll say the original one. I have summoned all of you here through means of our wintry magic to my home to help me save Christmas. I apologize for the drastic shift from whence you all came, but desperate times called for desperate measures. Your name, sir?"
"Dolph. Dolph Claus."
"Dolph Claus. Well, the pleasure is mine, Dolph Claus. And thank you for heeding my call. You, sir, may I... your name?"
"These days they just call me Nick."
And you see... a man, crossbow, or longbow sitting on his lap, reclined in a chair, sort of leaning a little too close to the fire. Just lightly burgundy stained leathers, and a long overcoat with a high collar, but furred collar around the edge. Shaved head. White goatee and a scar cutting a line across his right eye.
"Santa. Not since the invasion."
"Who?"
"I haven't been Santa since the Grinches took over."
"Oh my." "I see. Well, my deepest apologies for your tumultuous time with the Grinches.
Side note, on a scale of 1 to 10, like 10 being like Henry Cavill as Geralt, like what is this Santa?
Speaking of.
Damn it, it didn't.
I think your campfire thing's over and Michelle's too high to realize that she's got to turn it back on.
I fix it.
You have a second. It's the Witcher.
It's the Witcher. What is our scale measuring here?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how hot is he?
Oh, hot?
Yeah, how hot is this Santa?
Oh, very hot.
Okay.
This is a hot Santa.
It sounds like he's the guy from Vikings as Santa.
Yeah, it's very Vikings. Ooh, as Santa, you take in this I figure, like you realize that. The leathers cover the torso, but it's sleeveless, and you're just looking at, like, these cuts and gashes and, like stick-and-poke style tattoos of what looks to be a reindeer. One of them just says Mrs. Claus in a heart with a little arrow through it. I mean, just crudely done, like, one little triangle that looks kind of like a Christmas tree.
Love it. Love
and just as he sits
only
there,
green because the black ink has faded to green.
As he sits there with the longbow on his lap, he just kind of starts to polish it and just like follows the line of the bow. And as he does, you can see the slight shift in the musculature of his arms.
My guy's even musclier.
he's svelte. He's Viking. Yours is terrifyingly large.
Goodness gracious. It can't all be bad. Yeah, you, sir. You with the hat. Yes, you.
What? Yeah, so standing up, my character walks over to Nick.
I be the North Wind. Why be we brothers?
And he's the exact same goddamn character. Only difference is his longbow is made of reindeer antler.
Sick.
Oh.
Yeah.
And his tattoo says Mr. Claus.
No, you can see you can see as he like goes to stretch out, there is a tattoo across his stomach that just says hung with care.
Wait, did you say his longbow is reindeer antler?
Yeah. It's like a hornbow. Yeah.
When the goblins and the orcs took over, the first thing they killed were me reindeer. So in order to exact revenge, I made this a Blitzen.
So,
he was already dead. I didn't kill
it's
him.
Mark of respect.
Homage, some would say.
Okay. For now, it's good. For now.
Thank ye.
Great spirits, what have I done?
You must be from adjacent universes.
Very similar, at the least.
No, my name's not Jason.
Neither is mine.
Your name... So we have Dolph and Nick, and what do they call you in your world?
I be the North Wind.
The North Wind, all right. You, sir, what can I... Oh, my.
Please be the same thing.
Just the same character.
It's an anthropomorphic reindeer, actually. Again.
What you see in front of you is kind of like the general visage of like Santa Claus that you'd think of is just like, you know, huge white beard, no hat though, just like kind of like untamed white hair kind of like flowing backwards, a huge red cloak, though it's rolled up, the sleeves are rolled up.
And I'm picturing Steve Bannon. I don't...
Steve Bannon? You don't have to.
The arms are... Thank you. Like fairly well toned, though the more that you look at them, you realize that they're not flesh. They are partially metallic. And as he's kind of standing there for a second, you see he's holding like a wooden train that's like not fully carved out yet. And on the other arm, you see a blade protrude from the outside, and he starts carving away.
He's got a Dremel tool for a right hand.
Jax from Mortal Kombat just.
Oh, pretty gosh. People just call me Santa.
Oh. And are you the Santa of your world, or like these, are you...
I mean, I would assume I'm Santa from my world, and I don't know that anyone else has the job title.
Lovely. This is going swimmingly. And finally, are you... What the hell are you?
So you look and you see this guy in a just normal, average Joe, brown hair, no facial hair. He's wearing a white shirt, a puffy coat, and is in some silk boxers. Scott Calvin. I'm just trying, I don't know how I got here. I'm just trying to get home. Last thing I knew, one of you guys fell off my roof.
Big guy with antlers?
No antlers.
Oh, not me then.
Do you have the same
Santa
scars?
Fell off my roof, and Man, get it hot. I'm a toy maker, but I'm not Santa Claus. Scott Calvin.
So wait, you killed Santa.
Hold on.
I'm just there. But the guy falls off my roof.
Yes. We know the story. But you, the cloak, surely you donned the Santa cloak.
No, it's right. I don't want to put on somebody else's clothes. I mean, it doesn't even fit. This guy needs a tailor.
I agree. You could never fit in that cloak.
Have you checked the pockets yet?
And not only that, my son Charlie ran out, and then some little rude Scrooge of a elf named Bernard took Charlie. I don't know.
It's only right that you bear the mantle of the man you killed.
He slid off my roof. I didn't kill anybody.
It smells of a trap to me.
Again, I'm Scott Calvin, and
I don't know
what I'm doing here.
It seems as though the magic is Santa initiation. It seems as though the magic has pulled this version of Santa out of his world prematurely. He is not technically the Santa yet.
Let's put it to a vote. Who wants the intern?
No.
Tweet.
Send him back.
No. It's fine. This is how the Christmas magic works. Sometimes it makes no fucking sense. So. Welcome, old Santas of every breed. Yes, even you, Mr. Calvin. You are indeed now a Santa. Congratulations.
No.
Welcome.
No. The S. All questions stands for Scott.
Yes,
Calvin,
yes. All
Santa
questions
Claus.
Submitted in writing at the end of the tutorial.
Why you do not want to be Santa, most powerful creature of all?
I believe he doesn't think he's got the stuff.
I'm all up for, what you guys do, making toys. I make toys. I invented the total tank.
It sounds to me like you are denigrating something that is most important to me. I just killed last Santa to become Santa, and now you don't want to be Santa.
I didn't ask to be Santa.
I kill him, too. Just for fun, though.
No.
I'm
going to
have State Farm calling me.
You don't understand.
If I ever get back.
No killing of the others because it causes huge rifts in reality.
I could be double Santa, though.
No, that's impossible.
My world.
There be no going back for you, boy.
Well, can we at least get a tailor? Because there's no way I'm fitting in this.
I agree, he can't fill it out.
Use Christmas magic, make him fat. I guess Christmas
it will take
magic
a moment,
make
but sure.
Outfit.
Snaps his fingers and nothing happens. I guess that will take a moment.
Instead of making the cloak smaller, make him
fat.
Make him fat.
Back to my predicament that will end my world and surely all the others. So, as I said before, each world is a different version of themselves, and there is the Prime World. You are now currently on the Prime World. This world's Christmas is under jeopardy, and if it is eradicated, then the Christmases of all universes inevitably will cease to function. Hence, you will cease to function. So, I need your help. You're all very skilled, very powerful. I need you to help me save Christmas on this planet, thus saving it for everyone. Yes? Makes sense.
I am confused.
I agree.
Maybe Christmas is different here than where I am.
It's very different amongst all of the planets, but your Christmases will cease to exist, good or bad.
Christmas ceased to exist decades ago.
Yes, of course.
You all must have weak Christmases. My Christmas is everything.
Yes, and it will cease to exist if you don't save...
Is this a threat?
No.
You know.
No, it is quite the opposite. It will happen. It is not a threat. It is
so your puny Christmas needs saving. What is your Christmas?
The Christmas of all Christmases. It's like the overarching Christmas of Christmases. Think of it
where wrong people are killed in the night.
Oh my.
When people bed.
No, think of it this way.
Santa goes and kills them in the sleep.
Good Lord, that's what your Christmas is.
Well, unless they wake up and then you kill them in the awake.
Think of it this way.
Someone is trying to kill your Christmas.
But my Christmas is strong.
Yes, but they're stronger, so you must stop them.
This is again a threat.
Not from me, from them.
I see your confusion.
Is it another Santa? I kill another Santa.
We don't know. That's the problem. But because it is Christmas, only a Santa with Christmas powers can utilize and save and bring balance back to the Christmases. Hence why I called Santas and not, you know, adventurers from other worlds.
Technically, I'm a Dolph, but okay.
Yes, but you are the closest proximity to... There's a lot that goes on with this. I could keep explaining it, but that would take all night. Well, and so we don't have all night.
You said magic, right?
And, yes.
I couldn't even get through Christmas dinner without burning it. Wound up at a Denny's.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You will. You'll find out. It's more of a crash course for you, unfortunately. Again, sorry about the preemptive things. Can't be helped, I suppose.
I believe the confusion of the entire table is that you mentioned Jeopardy and have yet to form something in the phrase of a question.
We have Jeopardy on the TV at my, in my world.
What is the threat?
What is TV?
The threat is someone is trying to destroy Christmas.
Listen, we're in other world. Is time stopping in my world because I have a corpse of the old Santa who needs to be trussed up and cooked and prepared for the feast.
Oh my gosh, you kill a different fat person every year and call him Santa as a way to start Christmas off?
What is this weird voice you use now?
Hey, so you take it.
God, that's some real Grinch behavior over
Previous Santa been Santa for centuries.
Listen,
but he got old and... He wasn't strong and cruel anymore. He was more, like, petty and complaining.
Wait, be this your first Yule?
As... Oh, yes, as Dolph Claus. Yes, it's my first minute.
I didn't realize we'd have someone fresh under the mistletoe with us today.
I just killed him. I think it was good or bad timing.
Both of them just killed... We got two of them. Both of them just killed us.
Must be weak Santas in their world.
But it makes... No. Santa is greatest of all demigods.
Nick has begun picking his teeth with a knife.
Listen, I will reemphasize one more time. If you attack another Santa, it will cause your timelines to become unstable, thus potentially eliminating you entirely. So please, choose your words carefully.
Prove it. Prove it. You're just telling us these things.
You're gonna have to make a new character.
We're getting close to the Joker moment of.
Okay, I take it back. I'll trust you. But time stop in my world, right?
Observe. He snaps his fingers, and two more Santas appear. And they, one of them looks like the Santa for the Saint Nicholas. So like the long, like trench, like coat, with like the birds and stuff, like a woodsman-y. And he's like, What am I doing here? And the other one looks like a cybernetic Santa Claus, just fully cyborg. Threat detected.
Yes,
and he goes down and he fires the other one, who puts up a shield. But as soon as it does, they both like staticky and in snow.
Yes, wait, can we have that robot Santa back?
No, he just got erased from all eternity.
Oh, no.
No longer to exist.
I mean, I like you. You make point very clear.
Very clear.
Why are there two of all the Santas? We got two fresh ones. We got two people
I
with
don't
invasions
understand
and a
how
Santa.
Christmas
Maybe
Christmas
he's
magic.
Like from like a timeline like a little bit further ahead.
What year is it for you?
Like 2077.
So he's like a 2099?
Sure. Let's assume that.
That is what you become, maybe.
What year is it for you?
That's pretty sick.
Here and here?
Yeah.
It is... 8,644.
Hey, what year be it for you?
I stopped counting a long time ago.
Right.
Damn.
Well, I'd love to continue to compare years from everyone. Suffice it to say...
Excuse me.
Yes.
Why do I look like I'm all of a sudden been stung by a bee?
So you all look at Scott Calvin now, and he's much pudgier than he was when he came in.
Don't you
worry.
Try on the coat?
You'll be fine. You're as healthy as a horse.
Yeah, Clydesdale.
Yes, there it is. Nevertheless, do you accept this offer to help save Christmas, not only for you, but for Santas all over the multiverse?
Let me ask you this.
Of course.
I don't care much for Christmas.
I see.
But you brought us all here?
Yes.
Pretty powerful.
Thank you.
I'd do this for you. You help me kick out the Grinches.
Oh, of course. If it is favors you require, as the prime Santa, I am sure I can manipulate things here and there to cause a betterment for your worlds.
I'll help you with your goblins if you help me with my Grinches.
They're both green, so it's pretty much one and the same.
It's all the same.
Of course, easy enough to do. I can arrange that for you.
He'll help you eat your old Santa.
I can eat him fine myself.
He does need to plump up a little more.
He'll get there.
Listen,
all right.
If it makes him stronger, makes him fiercer, I'll share.
I just want a bus pass back to whatever world that came from.
Are we sure he is not a threat to Christmas?
He will be fine.
I believe he's from Candyland, the way I look at him.
Whoa, that was very good burn. You should be sad now.
Hey, I'm Scott Calvin. Toyland, okay? Not Candyland. I make toys, and darn good ones.
Hey, okay.
I think that was like good counter burn. I don't know.
Hey, I feel the mortal wound in me side. Not at all.
Very well. Shall we?
Yeah, right. Shall we what? We don't know what to do.
We just right. Get bamfed into a room surrounded by 800
let's
small
Let me explain.
Bags.
And he waves his hand, and there's a wooden shutter door that or window that opens up and reveals a sloping wintry hill, which setting on top is this quaint little town. He goes, up there is Toyland. That is where all the elves assemble their toys.
Listen, I got to ask you a question. There is French drain here on outside the wall, right? Because with this slope, if it rains or the frost melts, you're just going to get flood right
it
in
the It never
this
melts here. It's literally winter all the time.
Okay. Except for if Christmas is gone.
Right, if Christmas leaves, then I have flooding issues.
Oh, and you have no French drain. This is why. Okay, I will help.
Rudolph does not care about the mission, but does care about the environmental impact of Christmas being gone.
Listen, I like when things are done well. That's right. I'm very complex.
Never met a killer that cared more about climate change than right now.
Well, when your Heck Santa my is holes, a reindeer,
wear a man's skin every day.
Very well. Yes, up there is Toyland. Head up to Toyland. Once you're there, you will find the secret entrance to Santa's workshop, my workshop. It is heavily concealed, but being Santa's, you'll have the affinity to enter it without tripping any of the alarms or any of the traps. Once you enter the workshop, find the snow globe that has the Christmas tree in it. When you find that snow globe with the Christmas tree in it, give it a good shake. When the snow starts swirling, Christmas will be restored. That's it. Very simple.
So potentially every winter snow globe out there could be the snow globe.
No, just this particular one.
One with a tree in it.
Best to shake them all to be safe.
My specific, don't shake them all, just this specific one. It's very easy to see because it is front and center in the shop because it is what literally keeps Christmas alive. So please give it a good shake and all will be well.
Fragile ecosystem.
I was not paying attention.
Did not invent any of this, just became much like you. It was placed upon me many years ago.
So, one more time, we go and shake snow globe.
Yes, in secret workshop, which you only a Santa can access.
And there's no one to kill?
Yes, there will be people to kill. Oh. You see, I cannot go up there because everyone has decided that Christmas needs to be cancelled, so they're trying to kill me. That's why I'm here summoning
They're saying
you.
Happy holidays and stuff.
They're saying worse things. They're saying Xmas.
What is this X?
Exactly.
Formerly known as Twitter.
I will never say X. It's always Twitter.
You have goblins and Twitter in your world.
I'm pretty sure every world with Twitter has goblins.
There be goblins. That's
trolls.
And trolls, yes. Trolls exist too.
Plenty of bots.
Yes. However, that is my predicament. If I go up there, I will die because they are trying to kill me. If you go up, you might stand a chance.
You're looking for sort of Santa adjacent.
Yes, you being Santa's, you have the ability to enter my workshop without triggering its effects.
Oh.
Time for the gifts that keep on giving.
And I just point to everyone's weapons.
Oh, yes, of course. When you're in Toyland, feel free to take whatever you find that it fits your fancy. It's all up for grabs.
Well, now you're talking my language.
That was the idea. Incentives and also, yes, again, a favor at the end of your venture, should you survive. Just remember, try not to hit each other, because that may disrupt the timelines, and don't break the globe.
I hope we can find a turbo tank for Mr. Clavin over there.
That's total tank. Total tank.
One sounds better than the other.
You guys still have somebody in your world that invented Santa Claus in the tank.
Santa Claus in a tank?
Yes.
What is this?
I tried to summon that one, and he wouldn't. Tried to summon that one, he wouldn't show up. So, all right.
And then he sent the robot one home.
Nope, that one is erased from all eternity as an example for Mr. Dolphia. So,
worth it.
Was there any other questions before I send you on your merry way?
So we're greenlit to kill anything.
Whatever's up there that's in your way, we'll
go shake snow globe. We all go home.
That's it.
Okay.
Good luck.
It's been a while since I've gotten my hands dirty.
It's okay if he accidentally dies.
If any of you die, not on me.
Then I would love to go back home.
You can only do it when you shake the globe. Sorry, don't make the rules.
All right, Scott, lead the way.
Good luck.
I'm not Santa. I don't know where I am.
Snaps his fingers. Door opens. Wind blows through. You're all out into the snow. Door closes.
I say, don't worry, tough guy. Follow me. And I start moving up the hill.
On that guy, and that guy.
Well done.
That's good. I lead the way, right?
We should have gotten that out of the way as well. Ho, ho, ho.
His nose glows, and you notice that this massive, hulking beast kind of like rises about 6 inches off the ground and just starts floating.
Your Santa levitates?
Rudolph. He is a Rudolph.
What does Rudolph's ho, ho, ho sound like?
Huh?
What does Rudolph's ho, ho, ho
sound remember,
like?
He's never done it before.
Yeah.
It's your first time.
Is this part of this is like requirement?
Yes.
This is
I thought this was just weird freaky guy I killed his thing, but you give me your ho ho ho.
I did ho ho ho.
I don't do that where I'm. We've kind of gotten rid of that sort of deal.
Ones and zeros. Sorry, I don't know about this.
0011 1001
You would it just be 1 0.
Well, you,
1 0.
Yeah,
1 0,
you
1
don't
0.
Have one.
Yeah, ho ho ho.
Hey, that's not bad, new guy.
It's not a question, though. It's a statement. Ho, ho, ho.
Now say it with your chest.
Would it be in jeopardy, though?
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, he's starting to believe.
He's feeling it now.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it.
All right. Moving up through the snow.
You can hear him just muttering under his voice.
Are we dashing through the snow?
Yes.
I should
have realized that was right there. Dashes through snow was right there.
Huh?
Does Dolph have pants on?
It's more like lederhosen kind of loincloth. It's shorts. He's massively muscled.
It's more like a women's power suit.
Yeah, it's like a
singlet.
Let's see.
I just didn't know if I was gonna walk behind you and see Dolph packing big old. Dear
John. No, don't worry. We're not putting you at the back of the group.
It's all undercover. It's all undercover.
We're going to lose this guy in the snow if we let him fall behind.
He's floating just high enough to mushroom stamp everyone as he goes by.
You can see that he is still wearing like this, like a harness, like for pulling the sleigh.
Yeah. Jeez. All right. Moving through the snow, is anyone like to do anything in preparation of heading up this hill?
Yeah, if no one else will do it, I'll do it. I'm going to cast Pass Without a Trace.
Ooh, very nice. The twilight of winter kind of encompasses all of you as you blend into the white of the fresh fallen snow. As you guys are moving through...
Blood drips from his massive form into the snow.
I might not be Santa Claus, but shouldn't we be dashing through the snow?
He already made the joke, dude.
I appreciated it.
Moving through...
Oh, you hear... When he says that, you hear from the front of the pack, ho, 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 hey, I did it.
Not bad, no. New guy.
Moving higher up the hill, you guys make your way to the outskirts of Toyland. And you can see it's a quaint little place. Candy cane striped roofs, gingerbread style houses,
the ice covering the entire like main street looks like skate marks across it, as that's probably how the elves travel around here. It's beautiful. It's got lights up everywhere, twinkling in the night sky. A faint sound of Here Comes Santa Claus playing in the background by Andy Williams. As you all step towards the town, though, anyone, you're moving stealthily, I assume?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so go ahead and roll stealth checks for the group, and let's see what we do here. And add 10 for the Pass Without a Trace.
You see that if anyone is looking, this is just for flavor, Dolph is looking around at this wonder and whispering to himself, I have never known such beauty. I shall defend this place as if it were my own.
All it took was proper drainage and winter snow.
The magic of Christmas.
I never imagined such architecture could exist.
I'm going to unsheathe the mantis blades.
Okay.
And let's kill some elves. And with that, can I use my bonus? Well, I guess like bonus action.
Sure.
To rally.
Okay.
So I'm going to use a superiority die.
Okay.
To give everyone.
Ooh.
10 temporary hit points.
Nice. Ooh,
hey,
nice.
Hey, can we make a house rule that if someone rolls a nat 1, they have to eat Bean Boozled?
Oh, hell yeah.
That applies for you as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also,
I'm not,
on our
I'm not rolling
approach,
any die the rest of the time.
On our approach up to who knows what, I'm going to say, hey, Scott?
Yeah.
Hey, I know you're new at this, but I just want you to know, you're one of us now. And I'm going to cast Ceremony.
Ooh, very nice.
And the ceremony that I'm going to use is Coming of Age.
Okay.
You touch one humanoid who is a young adult. I'm hoping I can modify that to young Santa.
Sure. Well, there are 30-somethings that hang out at young adult groups at churches.
For the next 24 hours, whenever the target makes an ability check, you can roll a d4 and add the number rolled to the ability.
I'm
going to
pause you real quick. I don't think your microphone is on.
Hey, isn't that your job to check?
Oh, Lord.
Our job.
Mine wasn't on either.
You guys have been picked up through the adjacent.
I'm saying it into this one too.
Mine was not on either.
Are you kidding me?
We are not starting over.
No.
No way.
Wow.
You know what?
The magic of Christmas. Mm.
You know what? It's fine.
So while you're doing that, I go,
you do make a good point, Nick. Scott, would you like a reindeer horn dagger? Or would you like a candy cornium? No, candy canium. Longsword.
And I pull this like massive 30-pound longsword and this antler dagger out.
What be your poison?
I don't use. I'm good. I don't need any weapons. I'm really not trying to kill anybody.
That is the real Santa. He uses his body to kill.
Hey, bare hands. I've been there.
I'm really not trying to punch anybody either. Again, I'm just trying to shake a glove and go home.
You don't really have to punch when it comes to just snapping a neck.
Also, is it normal to insatiably want cookies right now?
That's about right.
Oh, no.
All I want is cookies.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Wait till you break out in hives. I just don't understand. Like, I haven't even had a cookie yet, and I'm already...
Yeah, that's a good one. That's what we get the mic on.
I'm already fat.
Well, it is water gain from your traveling. Yes. Don't
every
worry.
Santa creatine loads their first year.
All right. What are the stealth checks going around the table?
27.
27.
18. 26.
26.
24.
24.
Natural
24,
32.
Ooh. And if you roll a nat 20, Michelle has to eat a bean boozled.
Just throw
one. Yay. Oh, no. I was being sarcastic. Oh,
she's going to do it? Okay. She's going to do it. She's going to do it.
Oh, God.
20? Bean boozled me?
Oh, this is so bad. I hate these.
Well, aren't you lucky?
Guys, you got to be more prepared.
Get in there.
What is it?
Could be boogers.
It's either a booger or a juicy pear. What is a booger?
Oh, no!
Oh, that's it. No, don't.
Without your hand.
No.
Open your mouth, Kelvin.
Oh, I can smell it.
I'm going to baby bird this booger bean boozle into your mouth.
That was a crazy sentence.
That was pretty bad. All right. So, with really good stealth, you all make your way to the outskirts of the toy town. Arriving at the outskirts, you can see whoever would like to go ahead and make perception checks for me as you guys are.
Scott, go ahead and add a D4 to a perception check.
Will you toss me one of those? I just rolled a 1 on a perception check.
I got barf.
Ooh. Oh, dude, it's so bad.
It's so bad.
Will you hand me one?
That's toothpaste, which is the bad one, but that's the best bad one, I think.
Oh, dude, it's amazing. What color you don't is lose that? With that one.
Oh, here. You didn't want that one.
Are
that
you
was a bad
to
one.
Spit it out?
You can, if you want. Spit it out, dude.
Only the weak spit it out.
Oh, my God.
Get my water ready just in
case. I rolled a dirty 20.
Okay.
Thank God. Oh, dude.
I had also a dirty 20.
Okay. With an unnatural 20, those of you who are peeking into Toy Town can see that there are no elves.
Investigating?
Perception.
No sign of elves in the immediate vicinity. No sign of really anything. Not a creature is stirring. The other thing you notice is that peppered throughout the entirety of this Toyland are snowmen. Dozens of snowmen. Just all throughout the town. That's what you see.
Okay.
In my time in the frozen tundra,
mm-hmm.
trying to escape the Grinch masses, have any familiarity with snowmen pop up like this?
Make a history check for me.
Would you consider these things to be beasts?
No.
Could I convince you that this is not history, but it is my survival
Absolutely.
Ability?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. That's a 9-point swing.
There you go.
Ooh, that's an 18.
Huge difference. You know of snowmen. They usually are like, can be imbued with sentience every once in a while, and they like play with kids. Yeah, these don't look like those. They look like literally just like 3 piles of snow and sticks.
Because of the violent world that I come from,
yes.
I have danger sense.
Okay.
So I have an uncanny sense of when things nearby aren't as they should be.
Okay. Mechanically speaking, what does that make you? What does that give you?
Advantage on dex saving throws against effects I can see.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I have a feeling this is trip.
You don't know. It's very well. I mean, you were prepared for anything. So yeah, it's very, very possible. But yeah, that's what you see before you is a desolate toy town with a bunch of snowmen.
I'm going to pull out my longbow and I'm going to go ahead and shoot one of them.
Okay.
26.
Yeah, without issue. The arrow embeds itself in one of the heads of the snowmen. Nothing happens.
That one's dead.
Hi.
For not caring about Christmas, they seem to have a lot of Christmas spirit.
Yeah, that is a good point. They want to get rid of Christmas. Why they still have not destroyed this?
They still have lights up and stuff?
The lights are still up, yep.
I mean, it is the birth of the first snowman that Christmas celebrates, correct?
Something like that, I guess.
Yeah,
let's just walk on through here. I mean, there's...
Let's just go shake snow globe.
Yeah, if these things attack us, I don't think they're going to, like, do that much. They're just snowmen, so...
You see that arrow just landed in him? It's fine. Yeah. Just a snowman.
Anyone bring flamethrower?
I know.
Oh. Should have thought about it.
If
that.
I'd known I needed to prepare.
I don't have an upgrade.
I could have grabbed it on my way out the door, but no, I just appeared here.
Mm. All right. Stepping into Toyland, you're weaving in throughout these snowmen, careful to not slip on the ice. As you approach...
Not even touching the ground.
Not even touching the ground for some odd reason.
Because I fly, I'm Rudolph. It's my nose of flying.
Yep, that's...
That was your magic item you took, was the nose of flying?
Wait, we were allowed to bring magic items?
No, you just decided to make it your thing.
I don't have anything.
Okay.
I have this bow that I made.
Listen, I'm level 10 Rudolph Claws. Uh-huh. Yeah, I got flying nose.
Sure. So, moving through the town, is anyone looking for anything in particular as you head through?
Weapons. I'm looking
anything moving in the shadows?
For the weapons.
With your previous rolls, really nothing going on right now. You can kind of look into some of the buildings. You can see these buildings are empty but still lit. There seem to be little shops and looks like little areas where elves would be working, little benches and hammers and tools of all kinds, half-made toys kind of strewn throughout. It seems like they were in the middle of living in Toyland, and it is now desolate.
Can I see any signs of escape, of struggle, where they might have run off to?
Sure,
yeah,
make
can I feel
a...
if any of the wood chips are still warm?
Yeah, go ahead and make a...
No, these sure do feel like survival checks,
they
huh?
feel like survival checks. Yeah, go for it.
I'll give you advantage.
That... Is it 28? It's a natural 20.
28. Ooh, nat 20. Uh-huh. Very nice.
Oh, yeah, Michelle, get over here.
No.
Just one more.
No, you have to keep coming over here.
The only way to make it stop is you have to fall on the sword for her.
Ooh, my God. It's either
is that
dead
a barf
fish
option?
Oh,
dead
no.
Fish, strawberry banana, and I hope to God it's strawberry banana.
Two for two.
So fast.
Oh, two.
Has anyone gotten a good one yet?
What is that? What was it?
I had barf. That was fun.
What was that one?
Dead fish.
Ew.
That's no, gotta be so Michelle strong. Just really hates strawberries.
I mean, you got a good one.
Yeah, I was like, strawberry banana.
I was wondering that about myself because I don't like fruit, and I, you know, it could have been a peach, could have been barf. I'm like kind of the same.
And what's the difference?
Yeah.
Looking with your survival check, you can see that. There were signs of life quite recently. There is no sign of escape, though. If elves were in these buildings, they're no longer there.
These tracks don't go anywhere. They're just gone.
Just up and vanished.
No sign of a struggle, neither.
As you guys are looking around, up ahead, there arises such a clatter. And you can turn to see that moving through the snow... is a snowman. This one bigger than the others, wearing what looks to be a festive green scarf, holding a corncob pipe in one of its treed hands, and with a top hat slightly askew as he kind of moves through as he's like moving very much like the Burl Ives snowman through the snow, just kind of making a path as he goes.
Oh, hello. Welcome to Toyland. What brings you all here?
Vengeance in the spirit of Christmas.
We're here to save your wimpy, weak Christmas from dying.
Oh, well, that's lovely. Are you all Santas?
Something like that?
Yes.
Especially this guy.
Well, you can see the beard kind of growing in. It makes sense.
Yeah, I'm not supposed to be here. I'm looking for a snow globe to shake.
Oh, you're here for the
Scott,
snow globe.
Scott Calvin, not Santa Claus. Scott Calvin.
Pleasure to meet you. You can call me Frosty. The snowman.
This is weird. You're only in books.
The happy jolly soul? Nothing? All right.
No, yes, of course. Frosty the Snowman.
Yes.
Yes, he wanders through towns and we have him too.
He is the protector of the weak but good-hearted.
So you're all Santas? How is that a thing?
You're going to have to ask Father Christmas about that one. I'm not sure how clear we are on it either.
Oh, you've spoken to Father Christmas.
Yeah, he said something about verses. Like, I don't know, maybe there's a Christmas carol about all us.
We were sent here to kill Father Christmas. Have you seen him around anywhere?
Make a deception check for me.
I see what you're doing. This is good.
Six.
Well, I understand. This is very good of you.
I see you are lying.
So I have a deception of -2. So, yeah.
Yeah,
Oh.
Yeah, what do you think? You rolled a 6?
Yeah.
Okay.
Roll a 7.
Ooh.
6, yeah, you're right.
Well, I find that hard to believe, considering you are also a Santa. Tell me, is Father Christmas nearby? Is he alive?
I can honestly say. Yeah,
I was gonna say. Can I also?
Sure,
get, I'm gonna get in check. On that. Is it 18?
Ooh.
10.
Both of you. Well, hold on. Let me roll this in. 2077. You don't notice this, but you beat it by 1. Frosty seems awfully interested in the fact that you have seen Father Christmas recently. Yeah.
I sort of tighten my grip on the bow.
So you've seen him recently?
So my dude, he, he's all about survival and scoping things out.
Uh-huh. Well,
he wants to investigate this dude. Like, what's going on with this guy? What's weaknesses?
What role are you
like
trying
that?
To make?
Investigation.
Okay. Because usually this is insight.
Oh.
You can roll an investigation because I'm in the Christmas spirit.
Because it's Christmas.
Because it's Christmas.
You know, I'll roll insight.
Particularly, he's interested in the clothes that this.
Made investigation,
snow
yeah.
Is.
When he's rolling investigation, he should roll insight.
I'll roll insight.
He
we
rolled.
Did both just yeah. roll insight.
Yeah, they rolled.
It's a 13.
13?
I mean, can I roll insight and see if we get more?
Sure.
18.
18?
Whoa.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
That's going to be 25.
Ooh, much better. How do you have a 25 insight? I'm going to stop you right there.
I have a +7 insight.
Matt how?
I've got a +8, but
attributes
I didn't
in places that make
just
sense.
Rolled poorly.
It's more fun that way, Will.
Yes, I wasn't knocking it. I was just
with a 20.
You're just pissed off. You can't get past my other person's mind.
With a 25, not yet. Anyway, with a 25 insight, something is off about this snowman. He seems cold-blooded.
Can I also say, with a 25 insight, standing behind Nick, you see, not going for the quiver on his back, but reaching like up under the leather of his long trench coat, slowly beginning to pull out one concealed arrow from elsewhere, okay. So it goes unnoticed.
Do you do an investigation?
Mm-hmm.
What is your roll?
18.
With an 18, you can see that the first thing you notice is, obviously, your investigation kind of quickly picks up everything around you, of everyone kind of immediately tensing up,
mm-hmm.
of Nick reaching for an arrow, and you watch as the coal eyes of Frosty kind of squint a little bit and kind of shift to all of you and then shift down the hill, kind of seeing the tracks that you guys brought in. And that's all you see.
With a 17 passive perception, do I notice the hidden arrow?
Oh, you yeah, you can see him pulling it too.
Say, Scott Calvin is like, he gets this like insight,
mm-hmm.
and kind of like this weird, like, he doesn't understand what just happened. He's just starting to freak out knowing that this guy isn't trustworthy, mm-hmm. and catches him, and he's just freaking out. He's like, doesn't know what to do.
Okay. North Wind or whatever. Wind of the North.
North Wind.
The North Wind. You're the only one who hasn't done anything in this moment. What do you do?
Thank goodness it's not the Southern Wind, am I right?
Understanding a good old-fashioned ambush and seeing that he's got a hidden arrow,
yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and... reach into my quiver and throw, I think it's 5.
Yeah.
Arrows into the ground.
Yeah, you are.
And I'm going to cast Cordon of Arrows.
Yeah, he is.
Ooh.
So that's going to put 4 pieces of non-magical ammunition in the ground within range and lay magic on them to protect the area. So 30-foot radius of me, if an enemy comes into that space, he has not yet been deemed an enemy, but when an enemy comes into that space... an arrow will fly at them.
It does it really?
Yeah, okay. It's yeah, the creature must succeed on a dex save or take 1d6 piercing damage.
You throw the arrows on, and as you do, I'll give you this just as a flavor. Immediately the arrows light up with your magic, and like 2 or 3 of them immediately lance up and into Frosty without your prompting. And Frosty goes, "Oh, that sucks." And and blows Frostwind. I need all of you to roll initiative.
I also have a question.
Yes.
Would you have, say, a minute has passed since we've been in contact with with Frosty?
A minute?
A minute. Or no?
Like, have we been speaking with him?
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just a minute.
We were gone in 60 seconds, yeah.
Because I have...
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
It's not a like thing that's going to be super major.
By all means. All right, so... With that, we'll go ahead and jump into initiative. This is going to be a theater of the mind, so just kind of play along with it and just kind of make this...
You took 4 damage from the cord of arrows.
Thank you very much for that.
Initiative.
Oh. All right. So we'll go ahead and set this up.
D-bag, baby. It's one of my favorite things to have. It really
hard. 25 to 20.
Can you go higher?
Know your enemy.
How high did you go?
27.
Oh, my God.
Jeez Louise. That's more than the rest of us got.
Not me. 20 to 15.
17.
Nice.
Here we go.
Nick kind of throws a glance over to Northwind.
Northbound glances back. Aye. It's time to... No. I almost said blow.
North.
Wait, no. he stopped to... himself. He's like, I can't use my catchphrase right now.
15 to 10.
14.
14. 14 for 2077.
11. You swung that
11
way.
11 for Dolph. And Scott? What is...
In Scott Calvin there. Fashion, he got a 4.
Yeah, that's a wide range on this part.
Okay. Top of the round. Before anything begins, you all need to make a dexterity saving throw for the cone of cold that is cast.
Oh, cone of cold. Oh boy. That's not going to work.
18 is the DC.
Yep, I don't
make
that.
Are you kidding me? I need to make sure. Oh, it's a con save. My mistake. It's not a dex save. It's a con save.
Oh, well, that changes nothing.
No, my. Sorry. I don't make the rules.
Oh, yeah, thank you, Calvin.
That got way worse.
Oh, my God.
Right. Anyone who is below an 18 is going to take full damage. If you are above an 18, you will take half damage.
Hit me with all those D6s.
Remember, you have the 10th HP.
Yes, and you have your 10 temporary HP. So.
What are we looking for? I don't anymore.
It's a con save.
18 of con.
18.
Yeah. If you beat an 18, you'll take half damage. If you did not, you will take the full damage.
It's a con of cold, so you take con damage.
Yes. Wrath of con.
But you cold. Do
yes.
Cold.
Cold resistance. Yes. You and me, big guy.
Yeah. That's right. We don't care about cold.
You do still take half. That's pretty nice.
What type of damage?
Cold.
It would be insane if Cone of Cold was anything other than cold damage.
You'd be surprised. 30
thing because people are like the coldest.
33 points of cold damage.
Halves to 16?
16. Round up. Sorry, 17.
That's going to be the big difference maker, I think.
Yes.
Oh, look, I have no
I just go round up everything. So even if you're halved, it's round up. So,
you are sure that this is not something that my wicked sense of danger is... Never mind.
Dexterity.
Didn't your danger sense specifically say that you have? Dex save.
Yeah, that's why he got mad because I said dex and it was Sorry, it's con. All right, end of top of the round now. After the cone of cold blows through, you watch as Frosty gets hit with the arrows. They explode in archaic energy. He dismantles. Like his snow form just kind of like falls apart, and he reforms about 30 feet away outside of the. Circle and blows the wind at you all. You feel the cold biting even more so than you are used to. Top of the round, Nick, you're up.
How far am I from Frosty?
30 feet.
Beautiful. I'm gonna open my turn, cast Hunter's Mark.
Very good.
On Frosty, because what would I be doing if I was a ranger and not casting Hunter's Mark?
Yeah, we've asked that question many times.
I'm gonna swing wide towards the facade. I'm going to try to get some space because I don't want us all getting in the same cone of magical cold again.
Sure.
So I'm going to swing towards one of the buildings on the side.
Yep.
And then with my dread ambusher feature, I'm going to make three longbow attacks.
Oh my gosh. That's okay.
Awesome. Two per action and then one additional that also deals additional damage.
Go for it.
So the first two, just the attack action.
You have to beat a 16 on any of these attacks.
That's an 18 and a... I rolled a 3, so it's only a 14.
14 does not hit.
And then I'll just roll the third one also. Go ahead, yeah.
North, you'll be up shortly after this.
And it's a 28.
Yes.
So let me just double check because I need to roll a whole bunch of different dice real quick.
Go for it.
So that's a D8 and a D6 with Hunter's Mark for the first one.
Yep.
Which is 15 points of damage for the first arrow. 15. And then for the second one, it's a D8 and a D6 and an additional D8 for Dread Ambusher.
Good Lord.
That's 8, and that's another 8, which is 16 plus 5 is 21. The 21 and 15, 36 points of damage.
36 points of damage off the rip. You fire your arrows. They land into his body, and you watch as normally firing an arrow into snow is something you do all the time. It doesn't have an effect. But as these sink into his form, you watch as almost like the heat from your own body is now transferred to these, and like... glowing spots on his body from where they're hit, and water starts to trickle out of them, indicating that he can take, like, he can be killed, but in some weird, strange way. But he shrieks from this inhuman wail that should not come from the corncob pipe of this creature, as it kind of like settles back into a crouch adjacent because it doesn't have any feet and prepares its attack because it's now up. Because you used your bonus action.
Huh?
I said you're coming up next. You're coming up soon. It's Nick, then Frosty.
Next. Okay.
Frosty rolled an 18, you rolled a 17. So Frosty is up now. Frosty is going to cast Happy Jolly Soul. You watch as he takes the hat off and kind of throws it in the air and it and begins to kind of sparkle as it falls on the ground. As that happens, you watch as all of these snowmen that were in the town square start begin to animate as they will all begin to have, and I'm going to roll their initiative here. So the horde of snowmen is a very straightforward thing. They automatically hit every time they take their turn. So you will take, it's a series of, it's just basically I roll and you take X amount of damage, depending on who it is. You hitting them also is an automatic hit because there's so many of them. Mm-hmm. So what you'll do is you'll roll one attack to attack the horde and roll your damage for that attack. The attack roll is to see if you get a nat 20 so you can crit. If not, it will hit regardless, unless it's a nat 1 and then we have other fun things. But essentially, super easy to fight this horde of snowmen, just so you know. So you're not having to be like, ooh, what can I do to do? Just hit them. Hit them with a spell. Hit them with an attack. You'll cleave through them. Frosty is the one that is a more mechanically based creature. But that is his action. On his bonus action, he is going to do snowball, which he basically into a snowball and rolls away. And rolls about another 30 feet away, pulling himself about 60 feet away and getting himself in another kind of angle to try to hit you all again. He's actually going to roll to see if he gets his cone of cold back, which he does not.
Right on. Okay, on my turn, I clamber up to the top of one of these small homes and using the very strong tensile strength of my tinsel horn bow, I actually am a horde breaker ranger. So,
are you freaking kidding me?
Once on each of your turns when you make a weapon attack, you make another attack with the same weapon against different creatures within 5 feet of the original target within range of your weapon.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm killing a bunch of goblins.
Yeah. You know how to fight these things.
So, what the?
Is it that one?
A 2 and a 1.
You need a bean.
Oh, my God.
Get a bean, brother.
Give him 2, because that other roll
sucked. Oh, that's a good one. No, it's just 2. Just one.
Yeah, this one's maybe toothpaste.
Yeah, worst case scenario is toothpaste over there.
Yeah, and then I guess I'll attack a third time, and that's a 17, so that'll hit.
So go ahead and roll your damage for just one straight attack.
Okay. Good thing you have time to attack so many, because you are really bad at shooting that bow.
That's 14 points of damage, and then bonus action, Hunter's Marking Frosty.
Very good.
And that's
So you basically essentially take up 14 of them in your scramble through the town. You do roll nat 1 though, so I will say you do slip off the roof as you get up on it. One of them grabs your ankle and yanks it, so you bang hit the roof and bang hit the ground. They're elf houses, so you don't take fall damage, but you are now on the ground again.
I'm already eating a bean boozled.
You rolled a nat 1, man.
There's got to be real world and in-game punishment. All right, I got to
see what happens.
It's the delicious blue flavor.
Is it really? We actually got a real...
There are good ones in there.
There are good ones.
Thank
right.
God.
Will. End of North's turn. Santa, you're up. Dolph, you're on deck. Santa.
Oh.
You're the only one named Santa.
There is only one Santa. I was like, huh?
I would call you 2077, but you were the only one who's actually called Santa, so I'm...
How far away is
Frosty? Frosty's 60 feet from you guys.
Okay. Yeah, that's not happening. I'll just sprint over to the horde, mantis blades out, and then...
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and go and roll an attack, see if you get a nat 20 or nat 1.
Sounds good. Nope, neither.
And that's fine. They're going to hit regardless. I just want to see if you get, like, a crit, do some cool stuff.
All right.
Yeah, go ahead and roll your damage.
I'm going to do 2 attacks on them, right?
Just you're fine.
All right, cool.
Just roll your damage on it and see how many you take out.
D10. All right. So that is 8, and then another 8. So 16.
The mantis blades come out. You start hacking through these snowmen as you're just carving through them. Can you make a perception check for me while you're doing this?
Indeed I can.
Oh, boy.
Perception. Ooh, I'm super good at that. 14.
14. These snowmen are weird. They don't... You're not cutting through them as easily as you thought you would. I mean, your mantis blades are sharp, but like they're kind of hard to cut through. And in the frenzy, you don't really see what's going on. Actually, no, I will say you will, because you're about to go up and you won't notice this yet. You stab one of them, and as you pull your mantis blade out, the snow starts turning red.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Dolph, you're up.
Mm. Okay,
Scott, you'll be after this.
No,
horrifying.
So having sensed all of the pre-battle tension that was happening,
oh, yeah.
Dolph instantly flies into a rage.
Easy
and
enough.
Flies 60 feet at Frosty.
Mm-hmm.
You're so great.
I know. I'm the best, aren't I?
As he approaches right at the last minute, he lowers his antlers at Frosty.
Okay.
For two attacks?
Go ahead.
I'm considering them lances.
Go for it.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you were using like a Minotaur stat block and you're going to gore him.
You know, I thought about it, but Calvin lets me get away with a whole bunch. So.
That's true. Who needs to create a character when you can just tell Calvin what you're doing?
Okay. Let's see. So that was 28 and a 24.
24. Uh-huh. Both hit. Go ahead and do your damage.
And since he's raging, that's plus 3, right? An extra plus 3?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it 12? That's 12. Right. This guy?
That one, yes. Crazy to be a barbarian and roll d12s.
Yeah. I mean, they're so chunky, too.
25.
Jeez. You antlers plant firmly into Frosty's chest as you hit him and then simultaneously hit a tree, causing the tree to boom and shake, and the snow falls off, and you feel the claws of Frosty as he pulls across your back, trying to like dislodge himself from your antlers. But you don't sense fear. You just sense the fight.
Nice.
As the rage begins to course through you. Very reminiscent of not too long ago before when you were beating the shit out of another Santa.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. The battle. It's one continuous battle.
It's all
glorious. That was like 30 minutes ago.
Yeah, no. Oh, yeah. Not that long ago. Scott, your turn.
He had started to calm down.
Okay, so he sees this little thing and starts to kind of like freak out, and like, but all of a sudden his hands are starting to get really like warm and hot and stuff. And he looks kind of down at him and just kind of does like this to shield like himself or put his hands away, not knowing what's going on. And he casts Firebolt
at
Frosty.
Nice.
That will hit Dolph.
That's fine.
All right.
Bolt or ball?
Bolt.
Oh, that's
fire
hit.
Bolt. Mm-hmm. Oh, just a cantrip. Never mind. I thought you said fireball. All right.
Is it OLT or ALL?
If we catch each other in an area of effect spell, do we cease to exist?
One way to find out.
That's going to change the use of conjure.
Go ahead and roll your attack. See if you hit Frosty. Beating a 16.
I do not.
Oh.
Hold on, no.
You do have the one inspiration from your gift bag, so you could do...
I do, but I don't think I need it.
Okay. All right,
so it says on a distance spell...
Uh-huh.
Or distance spell, it says when you cast a spell that has a range of 5 feet or greater, you can spend one sorcery point to double. Wait, hold on. No.
Double the range. Feel free to help him out if you want, man.
No, it's seeking spell. So it's if you make an attack roll for a spell or a miss, you can spend two sorcery points and reroll.
Go for it.
Nice.
Get it.
Nat one. Welcome to the land of the boozles.
Not
a
nat one?
No, but not much better.
It's still pretty what bad, is it? Though. Is it nat two? Oh, is it nat one? Give him a bee boozle.
Yes.
Is that one?
Hey, get in there, tough guy. Boozle his ass.
I mean, technically, it looks cocked.
What?
It doesn't at all.
Oh, my God.
That's fine. I thought it was a seven.
Yeah. I will say, actually, this will make it fun. So you do launch the firebolt. It does hit Dolph.
Now that it's a one.
Ouch. I'm going to
it kills both of you.
I'm going to roll.
Yeah, back.
Give me the base.
Yeah, I'm going to roll.
That's the good one.
On a one or a two, the timelines are disrupted.
Oh, that's
one
right.
One or a two.
I already forgot that this was part of it.
One or two. Do you want me to roll out there or over here?
I think you should roll high variant die. I think you should eat a bean, and if it's a good bean, go for it.
Ooh, I like
that.
That's
a 50-50,
yeah. That's a 50-50, yeah.
What does it mean? The timelines are disrupted.
Just a one, then, on this one. Because it's the first time. So I'm not going to up the ante. So just a one on this one. Just a nat one on this. Timelines are shifting. So,
Troy to the books.
Here we go.
Where are we at?
Come on.
Oh.
That's 20.
It's the opposite of that.
We've actually made the timelines more stable.
Increased stability to the timeline.
As the firebolt just hits you,
matter.
Both of you immediately start to vibrate like you saw the other ones do. But in that moment, you are pulled back to this world. Your timelines are not disrupted yet.
But Oh, God. I'm sorry. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's going on.
It's okay.
I shot something out of my hands. I'm sorry.
It is okay. You were trying to kill Snowy, and the rage makes me happy.
Okay. End of his turn. And end of Scott's turn is now the snowman turn. The snowmen are going to go ahead and go. I'm going to roll a D6, and if it one through five, you're taking the attacks. That's five. So, Will, you are going
to... one through five.
Nope. Other way. you're going to take, because you're actually in the snow there, you're going to take the attacks for this round.
Cool.
That is 19 points of bludgeoning damage.
What's the point of armor?
As the, for other things, as the snowmen pile on top and start slashing and hacking away. What?
Am I close to him?
Ish. He ran into the town, but yeah, he's still close enough. What are you trying to do?
Where are you? I don't know what it's called.
Oh, hey, I have multi-attack defense.
Okay.
So when I get hit with an attack, I get a +4 to my AC against every other attack for the rest of the turn.
Good to know.
So...
good to know.
I'm just going to go ahead and shave all of that damage off.
That's not how it works. But that's good to know.
And now none of them hit me.
I'm going to use... my one Vigilant Guardian.
Okay.
And trade places.
Vigiguard?
So he doesn't take any...
So you take the damage?
Yeah.
So you take 19 points of damage.
He's the only true Santa among us.
Wow. This is the one true Santa.
Whoa.
You immediately look over at this Santa as he's being attacked, and there are astral chimneys that appear next to you two and shunt you from one spot to another. As Scott, you appear in his place and immediately get so you take 19 points of damage to you, my friend.
What's
okay.
The thought that was going through Scott's head right as that happened? Like right.
Oh, that looks kind of painful.
I wish that weren't happening to him.
top of the round, Nick, you're up.
What if it's like a slow thing? I don't just pop over there. It just like. Something drags me over
no,
there.
No, no,
like,
no, 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 no.
I'm going to say, he was trying to kind of line us up again into a group.
Yeah, he's now, he's pinned against a tree.
That's right, he's been pinned. Yeah, Dolph pinned is. In place. So I'm just going to, I still got my hunter's mark on him. I'm just going to fire another two shots.
Go for it, man.
To start.
Drop another deuce on him.
That would be pretty nice. That is... 15, which is not enough.
15 is not hit.
That is a 24.
That will definitely hit. Go and roll your damage.
That is 15 points of damage for the one arrow that landed.
And that one arrow is what you need to place not in Frosty, but in his hat. And as you pierce the hat and into the tree... Frosty immediately and crystallizes before shattering into hundreds of tiny...
Oh, my eyes! I blind! I blind.
Hey, Frosty. Chill.
Thank you for that. As you do that, you all... things when you the rest of you immediately realize that these snowmen stop what they're doing. They immediately start to, like, contort and, like, and freak out. And you see why. Because as Frosty crystallizes and explodes, so do all the little snowmen. But as they explode, you can see lying in their place are bloodied, beaten, but still alive elves. Elves that you've now killed quite a few of. And that is where we will leave you all tonight, with the adrenaline of the battle fading away, but realizing that this was not as easy as just shaking a snow globe. And we'll pick that up next time we see all of you. But thanks for playing, guys. This is fun. Yeah. And we'll come to the epic conclusion of Here Comes Santa Claus next time we gather. Until that time, thank you all so much for playing. Thank you all so much for watching and listening. Have a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you and yours. Good night, everybody.
Let's go eat Santa.
Stay frost. Later, losers.
Nailed it.
Merry Christmas.
Hello again. Hey, it's me, Calvin. And before you leave, I wanted to thank you for listening to the Wild Magic School Bus. I really hope you have as much fun listening as we do making this for you. We release new episodes each Monday, so be sure to check them out on whatever podcast platform you use. Hey, you know those moments in the show where we do things but you can't see them and you really wish you could? Well, do we have the channel for you. Check out our YouTube and you can watch all the gang in action. And we've got socials too. Just search the Wild Magic School Bus and be sure to hit that follow button. Or the subscribe button. Or whatever button they have nowadays. It's really hard to keep track. Now, we are a podcast, so we're pretty much obligated to have a Patreon. If you want, you can support the show there. You can find ad-free, early access episodes, and more. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time.
So Alex and I and my best friend Cam, my family's got this little farmhouse out in the middle of nowhere, Kansas. Mm. And we used to take this like annual lake trip fish and eat way too much food. And this time we were like, Cam was once our drug addicted friend. And so we still used him as a plug for a while until I grew up and started going to the dispensary. So we were like, Cam, get us... You know, get us some.
Can you buy us some weeds?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so he brought a cookie for each of us that he said, this is dosed for each of us to have one of these.
Yikes.
Oh boy.
And I was much less experienced than my drugs friend. Mm. So I was like, sure, seems fine. And there was. So we each ate a cookie, sat there for 30 minutes watching college basketball. And then we started giggling about how one of the teams was called Cockburn. And I said, oh, this is what it's like. And then I started doing a bit where I would open a book of birds from Kansas and just point at a page and go, what do you guys think is on this page? Just sitting across the room going, hey, guess what's on this page?
A bird.
And then, all at once, Cam and I fell into the sunken place. Whoa. It just like zoned out in the chairs. We had that experience. Alex had a different experience where he got really terrified. Well, first he started ruminating on what your brain can do. At one point he goes,
uh-oh.
Your brain can only do two things. He goes, it can remember and it can imagine. Which is the highest thought anyone's ever had. And then he's sitting in the corner. He's going, I'm talking memories and imagines. Which is amazing. And then he starts going, guys, I don't feel good. Guys, I don't feel good. And then he stands up and tries to open the door and vomits in front of the front door. Like, too much. Like, because we have been just like gorging ourselves for a couple of days.
Oh my gosh. Sure.
So I'm like so high and trying my best to be the adult because I'm also watching Cam cartoon like, big cheeks, like, because he's one of those,
uh-oh,
if you throw up, I'm going to throw up kind of guys.
Yeah.
If you, like, yeah, come here, hurl. This is not going to work for me. I'm
that's
like,
so embarrassing for those people.
Figure out how to get outside. Like, just go outside, touch grass. And it's spring, so it's, like, warm. It's still the middle of the day. And so I'm just trying to send Alex outside. I'm trying to get Cam around the mess also outside. I was like, it's time for everybody to touch grass. And so we're all out there kind of, like, sitting in the grass and walking in circles. Oh my. And there's a picnic table on a concrete slab. And Cam sits at the picnic table and I'm fully doing yoga on the concrete slab outside. It's the zenest I've been in my entire life. Alex, on the other hand, is... So it's like a little stone farmhouse and then we're sitting out in front of it and he's doing this thing where he's like walking around the back corner of the house and then he'll come back and he'll go, PCP? And we go, no.
Oh my god.
And then you go, heroin, and we could know how to do it again. And we learned after the fact that he was convinced we were going to murder him.
That we were
mad at him because he was too high, as if we weren't also insanely high. This was a Friday afternoon. We drive home the next, like, it was one of those, like, oh, and it's over for each of us one at a time.
Uh-huh.
We drive home the next day in almost total silence. Just, like, bought so much food from Sonic on the way, and then we're driving home. Ugh. And then the next morning is Sunday morning, and I'm getting ready to lead worship. And I walk past meeting room two there, and Alex is sitting there trying to prep the youth lesson for the morning. And he makes eye contact with me and going... I was like, good luck, dude. I was like, I gotta get on stage.
Have fun.
Let's fight over who's got a horse right
so
now.
So the Wills, this is why you don't do drugs, okay?
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.